Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Amari Cooper's better. I'm still naming people better than Chase Claypool. This guy's tripping. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, guys, we got Yeah Man, No Man on the way. But we need to talk to Darren Eales right now, and he is on the WaitForIt.com hotline. First thing is first, Darren. We didn't have Gonzalo. We didn't have Tiago, and we were still able to get a result. How rewarding was that over the weekend?
Yeah, hi guys. Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? I thought it was a really good performance. It obviously helped when they went down to 10 men, but we were already 1-0 up then and dominating the games. I think it was a fair reflection of how we played. But yeah, exciting to get that win. Obviously, after winning the American Family Insurance Cup in the midweek before that, I think that gave us a boost. And I thought it was great to see Joseph and Luis setting each other up for the goals, and just it looked like we were dangerous going forwards, and obviously a clean sheet at the back. We'll take that any day of the week.
It really was a great atmosphere, and certainly, I mean, you could argue that Joseph could have had 3 or 4 goals in that one. And then once you got the red cards, one thing we brought up yesterday talking with Jason Longshore, Darren, is if only all of the MLS officials would call a game like that, because we got so used to that persistent infringement not being called. And for those who don't follow soccer, it's basically guys beating up your guys, and they wouldn't let Miami get away with that on Saturday or Sunday.
No, I think we were due, weren't we? I mean, I think it's we've had perhaps a couple of tough decisions go against us. So it was quite nice to get one that I thought was the right decision. Obviously, Marcelino was going through and there was a second yellow. But we got used to not getting those calls. So it's quite nice when it actually went our way.
Darren, fill us in on a couple of the signings that have taken place. I know it's official on the website and you guys have put it out there. Tell us about who we got and how long do we have them? Is this just a loan situation? Are they with us for the rest of the season? What's going on?
Yeah, so firstly, we've got a keeper, Raul Gudinho, who came from Chivas. So he was playing in Liga MX. He's got 5 caps for the Mexican national team. And he's a free agent. We've got him for the rest of this season with an option. And obviously, we were delighted to be able to get some strength in depth on the goalkeeping front. And, obviously, to get a Mexican international and someone that, is a big presence. He's 6'5", and he'll, add competition to that goalkeeper position. Because remember, we've got to do this, against the salary cap and limited sort of roster slot availability. So that was positive for us. And then Juan Parata sort of rhymes with Barata, the cheese. We got him signed, a player that played at Tigres in Liga MX as well. So someone that Gonzalo knows, obviously, through his contacts as well from Mexico. And again, we feel like he's someone that has, played behind some top quality central defenders that Tigres has. But, we like what we've seen about him, what we've heard about him, and we're hoping he's going to add competition to that defensive position. Because, as you guys know, we've had these injuries, particularly in the defensive area of the pitch. So this is a way for us to try and strengthen going into the second half of the season, because we're obviously still very optimistic and focused that, good things can happen this season.
We love the energy of Rocco Rios Novo, but boy, it's kind of tantalizing when you have a 6'5", a goalkeeper back there potentially. And obviously, Gudinho, Carl, you can't coach height. That would seem like a guy that would be a perfect fit when you've got a lot of shots coming your way.
Yeah, but as you said, I mean, Rocco, first game, first start in MLS, and he got a clean sheet, so it doesn't get much better than that. And I think you saw in the game itself against Miami, he had a couple of saves he made when he needed to, and he's really good with his feet, obviously, in that sort of sweeper-keeper role of coming up the pitch and playing very comfortably with the ball. So, Rocco did great when he had that opportunity, and obviously, I've got to imagine that he'll keep his place for the next game. But, we just wanted to add that competition, add that depth, because we still have over half a season to go.
Is that one of the things we kind of take for granted with Brad, though, how good he is in distributing the ball and, when to go long and when to just get it to one of his backs?
I think so. I think it's underrated with Brad. I mean, Brad's very good with his feet. It sort of sometimes gets forgotten a little bit, I think. And he's, he's great. And look, again, we've spoken about Brad. It's his sort of experience as well that we are going to miss. But, you know, Raul coming in, he's got, you know, experience playing for Mexico. That's quite an intimidating atmosphere to play in. So, you know, it's a little bit more experience as well that we're bringing to the squad.
It is Darren Ailes, guys. Let's talk about the schedule. At Toronto, at Red Bulls, and then you talk about NYCFC. The schedule here picks up. Mike was talking about it earlier, you know, when you say, all right, this is going to be a challenging stretch of games for us, matches for us. How are you guys viewing this? I know we're going to take it one game at a time, but, man, we still have a shot, to your point, to get back into the standings, especially in the East, if we're able to get some results here on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's a tough stretch. I love it. I think George Campbell earlier today was asked a question, and he said we'll get 9 points. So I love that fearlessness of youth. As we play those three, I don't think we've ever scored at Red Bull Arena playing against the Red Bulls. So we certainly, you know, not had a great deal of success there. But I think, look, you know, we know they're tough games, but I think we've seen the sort of the signs with Joseph coming back in the team, looking more like his old self. With, you know, Luis Araujo, I mean, it's a great finish for his first goal in the game against Miami. We did keep the clean sheet, so we've got some confidence in the squad. And, you know, Toronto's going to be tough. We always, you know, again, it seems to be a place we go and we tend to struggle. I still remember that one when we could have won Supporters Shield and we lost the game. I think it was 4-1 in the end. Yeah, we know it's a tough place to play. They aren't doing, you know, as well as they usually do in the league. But, you know, Bob Bradley's a great coach and we know that's going to be a tough match. So, you know, I'm looking at it. I'm hoping we can get, you know, pick up some points on the road. And then, you know, we come back to that big game against Austin where we're going to be full stadium. We're just, you know, just over the halfway mark. And, you know, I'm excited about our prospects. You know, we're going to have Thiago back for the New York City game. So the third game of that three-game road trip, he'll be back available. So, you know, we'll be back to full strength at that stage. And it'll be one of those rare times where we're going to be able to have all three of our designated players on the pitch at the same time. Because I must admit, I haven't done the stats, but I don't think we've had longer than 25 minutes with the three of them together.
Right. Just one point out of the playoffs right now, guys. Long season, as Darren likes to point out when he joins us. Darren Ailes with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Loving what Caleb Wiley's doing. But as you said, Araujo, is this what you had envisioned, but what he could be up front and how he's really working well? And they really have the chemistry right now, he and Joseph. And Moreno also had a nice effort. He also was able to get the ball up to those guys.
Yeah, I think, and even Ronaldo, you know, worked hard. Ronaldo Cisneros, who's worked hard up front as well. But yeah, I mean, I think look, Marcelino, that second goal, you know, it took him to run the, you know, practically the length of the pitch to get up there. And it was great from Caleb Wiley, had a good shot. It was saved. And Luis got a shot and, you know, he squared it back to the King and he rattled it into the back of the net. And, you know, that's what we love to see from Joseph, that ruthless finishing. And I thought that his all-around game, you know, he played the whole 90 minutes, which was great. You know, he was working his socks off from start to finish. So that's certainly something that's exciting for, you know, obviously myself, but for all of our supporters to see that. And Luis, I mean, he is a real talent. And I think, you know, if we can just get him to sort of unlock that on a consistent basis, game by game, and then you add Thiago in when he comes back from suspension, then I think we've got a real potent attack. And, you know we've had our issues at the back, but we had a clean sheet. And, you know, if we can just cut out those silly mistakes going forward, I think we've got the makings of a really good team.
Darren, we have not had a chance to visit with you since the announcement last week as Atlanta being named one of the host cities for the 2026 World Cup. When you look at the cities that were chosen, 7 of the 11 have artificial turf, including us. And I'm curious to know, I mean, we know by then we're going to have grass, or at least they'll be able to bring in grass into Mercedes-Benz. Have you guys thought about grass at all?
Yeah, well, obviously for the World Cup, we knew going into the bid that you have to have grass. That's obviously a non-negotiable. I think what will be interesting for us, Carl, is what sort of technology there is available by the time we get to 2026, because, you know, it used to be the olden days, you just brought in almost like a carpet of grass and plonked it over the top of the artificial, and that's definitely not going to be what happens for this World Cup. You know, we're going to have a full irrigation system, and we're expecting the grass to be down there for a considerable period of time for the World Cup. So we'll be looking at all the various technologies available, but it'll be exciting to see what they've got available come World Cup. But hey, how great for the city was that to actually get, you know, Atlanta. And I keep reminding people, it's not just one game. It's going to be, you know, 4, 5, 6 games that's going to be played. So it's going to just be a, a massive party. I think, you know, Atlanta is going to have a real chance to show the world what a exciting, diverse, dynamic young city it is. And I think it'll be one of the places everyone's going to want to come, whether they've got a ticket or not, just because we're a party city.
Right. And Darren, for young homeowners out there, they're dealing with shade and sun. What do you go with, zoysia, rye, bent grass? What are you feeling?
Good question. I don't know what we'll have, but I know what we will have to have is the grow lights, because obviously with the stain with the roof we've got, we don't get the sunlight directly on it. So whatever we have, we'll have a zillion of those grow lights on. So the energy bill is going to be pretty expensive for that year.
All right. I know that, and that's the reason, guys, that are wondering. This is why you don't do it, because of the cost involved. That's why, what was it, Carl? The one in Phoenix, the stadium there, they've got like the big pizza tray thing which comes out the bottom, right?
Yeah, it's challenging. There's no doubt. That's why we were curious to know what you were thinking about, if you guys had ever thought about grass with our team. I'm talking about MLS. So people see that and they go, well, why doesn't Atlanta United play on grass? Well, we'll ask Darren when he comes on. Hey, Darren, thanks again, man. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and also we play the Saturday MLS, Sunday NFL as well, so even converting.
It's hard,
because,
right?
Because, you know, we have to have the artificially, otherwise you just couldn't do it.
Yeah, it is. Hey, man, thank you so much for joining us. We will talk again. Good luck at Toronto. Again, this is a tough stretch, guys. At New York, we're Red Bulls, and then NYCFC. Those are the next three matches. That's Saturday, Thursday, and then Sunday. That is obviously July 3rd before the holiday on July 4th. Those are our next three matches. Darren, thanks for stopping by.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.